Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Russ Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up?
What did you, when you're watching a Cowboys game, having once been a member of the team, how do you feel when they blow a game in the final seconds like they did against the Packers?
Oh, I don't really care at all. All I care about is two things. I care, number one, about my pick. Did I pick him to win or lose?
All right, okay.
Because I want people to think I'm smart or think I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And then also, honestly, now that all my buddies are Eagles fans and I do a bunch of stuff around it, you know, I guess I'd look at it how it affects the Eagles, which is positively.
That's awesome that you feel that way. So you never played for the Eagles, but you since you grew up here, you're an Eagle guy first.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly was not at all when I was playing.
Right.
And I wouldn't really say that I'm an Eagles fan, but, you know, when you live where I live and you grow up where I am, you know, everybody is. So it's just more fun and enjoyable, you know, when the Eagles are doing well. I'm having a bunch of guys over to my house Thursday night, tomorrow night to watch the Panthers game. You know, a bunch of them are Eagles fans, so... Yeah, I like to see the Eagles do well. I don't care that much, but I like to see the Eagles do well because it makes everybody around me happier, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. Well, Eagles at 4-1. Give me your assessment so far this season for the Birds.
Extremely impressed, probably even more impressive than I thought they'd be. You know, I think we talked about it. I thought they'd be like 9-7, maybe 10-6 up there at the top of the NFC East with a couple other teams, but they've been even better, and I think Sunday my biggest takeaway, Angelo, was really about the defense. I mean, the best player for the Eagles didn't play again. That's Fletcher Cox, and they're still without their best corner. And Arizona's not a great team, but they still have Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald and some guys, and Eagles defense. And I'll give Schwartz credit for this as well, Angelo. I mean, they're flying around. They're lighting people up. They're aggressive. I mean, they look like a young, fast, aggressive defense. And I know Carson played great, but I didn't really have that many question marks about Carson Wentz. This is the path I kind of thought he'd go on. I'm just so impressed that the defense can play that well without, you know, arguably, along with probably Malcolm Jenkins and Grant, two of their most important three or four defensive players.
I love it. I love what you're saying, Ross. Ross, I need you to get inside the psyche. You can prove you're smart just by explaining how Nelson Aguilar could be so bad for 2 years and then make plays like he did Sunday on that touchdown. Well, I realize a lot of it is mental, but how do you explain a guy making this kind of turnaround?
Well, I think, number one, the physical ability has always been there. We know that. You're a first-round pick for a reason. And obviously, it started to weigh on him. It started to get to him, the drops and the negative feedback. I mean, picture this, Angelo, right? Picture ever since you're 10 years old, all anybody ever tells you is that you're the greatest thing that ever happened to the world because you're a Pop Warner star, you're a legend at your high school, you go to USC, you're a first-round pick, you know, different guys react to adversity differently. And for a lot of these guys, when they get to the NFL, it's the first time they ever walked on a field and just weren't the best dude out there and just was awesome. And I think some guys really, really struggle with that. And I think Aguilar is an example of that. I don't know that he'll ever become what they were hoping he'd be with a first-round pick, but I think he really did a bunch of things this offseason. And because of that, he got his confidence back, man. I mean, he was in better shape. I had people tell me 3 or 4 days in the training camp, he's a different guy. I mean, people that are with the team, people that, like, they're like, Ross, trust me, the guy is a different guy. And I don't know what he did this offseason, but it works because he came back mentally believing he could be the guy he always was. throughout his life, and that's what he's been.
Tremendous. Tremendous explanation. All right, Ross, you were a lineman in the NFL for a long time. There's one thing going on here with the Eagles that is driving me. I'm getting angry about it because they have a lineman, left guard Wisniewski, who is doing a terrific job, and they got another lineman who is not doing a terrific job, Womack, and they are still rotating them. And I don't understand it, Ross. It looks like teacher's pet. It looks like preferential treatment of Womack because he used to play with Stoutland in Alabama. Is this a good idea to rotate those two guards?
No. I mean, what they would tell you is that it was probably Womack's best game, which I don't know. That's setting the bar pretty low. He's still not playing as well as Wisniewski, but
yeah,
that's probably what they would tell you. And maybe part of it is making sure that if something happens to somebody else, whether it's Brooks or Kelsey and Wisniewski has to bump over, that Womack's comfortable and ready. But, you know, I mean, the guy's been in the league 5 years now. I don't think you need to give him every third series or whatever. And I can tell you, as a guy that rotated my sophomore year in college, and even, you know, with the Bills, my fourth year, they rotated me and Lawrence Smith a little bit at left guard. It's a terrible idea. It's an awful, awful idea because you don't get a chance to get into a rhythm. You don't get a chance to get a feel for the guys that you're going against. I can't stand it. I asked Allen about it before the Chargers game, and he said, you know, nobody's taken command of that job, and nobody's said this job's mine. But really, what's funny to me about that is when they're playing Wisniewski for two-thirds of the time and Womack for a third of the time, they're telling us who's better.
Yeah.
They're telling us that they think Wisniewski's better and playing better. So my argument to them would be, if you're telling us by playing Wisniewski more that he's better, how about just playing the whole time? We're okay with that. We can live with that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They're up 21-0 with Wisniewski as the guard. Then they put Womack in, and they're not running well. Everything's bogging down. Don't change what's working.
Well, I also saw him pretty early after he got in there. He had a mental error where he missed the blitz pickup.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too, Angelo. It's not just during the game, then. It's during the practice week, right?
So yep.
There's limited reps with the new collective bargaining agreement, right? So you only get 12 play periods in a practice. So let's just say they're doing the same rotation in practice, right? So it's not fair to Wisniewski or Womack if one of them doesn't get that rep in practice of that specific blitz. So
yep.
Wisniewski might be the guy that gets it on Friday or Thursday's blitz period, but then when the game comes, Womack's the one that's actually in the game for when they actually run that blitz, but he didn't get a chance to practice it. Or vice versa. It's not a good idea. I can't wait. They'll stop doing it soon, hopefully. But the problem is they're winning. So then coaches sometimes say, well, we're winning with it, which is not very logical either. Because you can win with people making a bunch of mistakes.
I'm with you. All right, Ross. I'm on the record. I don't think the Eagles are going to win this game tomorrow night. I want to get your pick. What do you think?
Well, Angel, we didn't even talk about this, but I was in Detroit on Sunday, so I saw Carolina
beautiful.
Play,
right.
And I talked to the Carolina players, and that was by far the best I've ever seen Cam play.
Wow.
I mean, that was, and he's done it 2 weeks in a row now. He's on a roll. It's on the road. I would lean Carolina. I think it'll be a good game. It sounds like they're going to get Fletcher Cox back, though, which could make a big difference, but Carolina's playing awfully well. I mean, they just won on the road at New England and at Detroit, two really, really, in my opinion, pretty darn good football teams. I'd probably lean Carolina because they're playing at home as well.
Do you like Thursday night football, Russ?
I love Thursday football. I love football. I mean, Angela, you're talking to a guy that goes to a high school football game every Friday night just so my eyes can fill up during the national anthem. I mean, I want football every night. I like Tuesday football, Wednesday football. Yes, I love.
All right, wait. But would you love it if you were still playing and you had to play a Thursday night game after a Sunday game?
I would love it. You know
why?
Wow,
you love football.
I'll tell you why. Because during practice that week, you do absolutely nothing. you just stand there because you just play in the game on Sunday. And then after you play Thursday night, you get the whole weekend off. It's like another bye week. I would love it. It'd be like you getting
It'd be like you getting paid the same, Angelo.
Yeah.
But you get Thursday and Friday off to go to your beach house and hang out.
You mean
that
like
happens
every,
only during the summer,
like
Ross.
Every Monday during the summer you're talking about? Ross, we love you, man. That's honesty. That is the best explanation of a rotation in the offensive line I've ever heard. Ross, thank you, my friend. We'll talk next week.
See you guys.
Great Ross Tucker now out. Okay.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.